This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Senior Comem is down low, 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 low.
Sakhosa kakhulu ngalokho. Siyabonga ukuthi uthathe isikhathi sakho namhlanje ukuthi ube nathi on MUT Radio. Sacela baba sichazele ukuthi ubani and usebenza kuphi.
Ngingu Kennel Boys izungu waka Durban Metro Police.
Yebo baba.
Yes.
Siyabonga kuba nawe. Baba cela usichazele ukuthi what motivated you ukuthi ube usebenze e Metro Police?
Actually, nothing motivated me except that when I was looking for a job as I was leaving school.
Yeah.
And my background is from poor family. I'm from a single parent.
Mm.
I couldn't able to go to university. Then I have to get job first before I go to university. That's actually made me found myself being a police officer. Then after that, I end up loving my job.
Yeah, Bob. So, how do you ensure with public safety on the road, especially on ikhathi enjengama phasika, not December njengoba siyakona nje?
We normally engage people through road safety awareness, road safety education. We also deploy more police on the road to ensure that there is a police visibility, both foot patrol and vehicle patrols, motor patrols. Mm. Yeah, that's how we ensuring that public are safe, especially during the busy period like festive Easter holidays as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what are the most common traffic violations you usually encounter when dealing with AMA drivers emgwaqweni?
The most violation is speed. A red robot, people who are hitting red robot overload. Those are the most challenging speed traffic violation that we had. And they are most dangerous one because remember, if you're hitting a red robot, you're putting a risk to yourself and other road users.
Yeah.
Overload as well makes a vehicle unfit to be on the road.
Mm.
Those are the most challenging violation of that we're enforcing most of the time.
Okay, how do you address AMA reckless and aggressive drivers?
The reckless through enforcement, we address through enforcement and also through road safety education. There's nothing more you can do except to ensure that you got policemen to enforce and also educating the public about rules of the road.
Okay. What initiatives are in place in reducing AMA traffic congestion?
Come again, I didn't hear your question.
What initiatives are in place to reduce AMA traffic congestion?
The traffic congestion, one is to increase roads. As you can see, there are a lot of roadworks. We were increasing roads. Two is to ensure that during the peak hours on certain intersection, you got enough deployment to attend. You got more footmen to attend the intersection so they can control traffic. You also have freeway patrol to ensure that if anything happens on freeway during the peak hour, it's being attended. That's only way we can able to attend the congestion.
Okay. What role do AMA speed cameras play in traffic enforcement? Like answers are kanjani ukuthi nazi ukuthi kwenzakalani with traffic?
Traffic cameras traffic cameras are helping us in terms of information, as the control room is monitoring, so they will be able to tell us the traffic is increasing this side, what is happening, there's accident there. It's also assisting us in terms of criminal activities that are taking place on the road, so they'll be able to tell us that person wearing t-shirt red and white is doing what, that motorist there in the corner of that road and that road is doing what. So it's assisting in a number of different ways.
Okay. Imapha ama strategies eniwasebenzisayo to manage a special event or AMA road closures?
The strategies to manage special events, one is to meet with event organizers so we can plan. Okay. That's the most important thing when you're running special events. Two is to, when once you plan, you need to have, once you plan, then you formulate a plan. Once you formulate a plan, the plan will tell you how many people you need on that road, which road you need to close because of what. Then you also need to inform the public about the road that will be closed through media radio stations, so the public will know which road they have to avoid, for when and for how long.
Okay, yeah. Are there any plans to integrate a smart traffic management system?
What you mean by smart policy? That's what you're referring.
Yes.
The smart policing, yes, there are plans of putting cameras even on our vehicles. The phase one of cameras on the road is already there. The phase two is that one where we're going to have cameras on our car and on the body cam. So on the policeman, when he is wearing his reflective jacket, we must have whatever he's wearing, we must have a body camera on him that will give us the evidence of everything that is happening during these lines of duty.
Okay. Since it is a traffic month to this month of October, what can you say to drivers and metro officers?
What I can say to the drivers is important. It's to raise awareness that the speed kills, jaywalking is not allowed, drunken driving is not allowed. So it's important for everyone, road users, pedestrians, drivers, to respect the rules of the road. If they respect that, everyone will be safe on the road.
Okay, yes. Thank you so much, Mr. Zondo. But I have
this is an MUT Radio podcast.